Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Pompito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, approaching four decades of rare, right, knocking out bums for almost 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion and I'm an award-winning writer. So I bring an unusual combination to this. But guess what? I'm not buying the pay-per-views. According to Daniel, nobody's buying the pay-per-views. But the bottom line is, you buy the pay-per-views, or do you? Let's talk about that. Text me via Twitter, of course, X, call it what you want, but the not average Pedro tag is what's happening at Twitter, of course, and X. But straight up, we are just hours away, of course, from the heavyweight battle, of course, in the desert, Saudi Arabia to be exact. Of course, two big guys. Talk about an overweight Chinese guy. Looks like he's ate a whole lot of money, a whole lot of wonton. And then you've got a starving black man in Deontay Wilder. So you've got two different contrasts as far as physical specimens are concerned. Of course, Wilder, when he's been light in the past, light hasn't always been right. Of course, when I say light, I think back to 217 and a half pounds, Muhammad Ali and Larry Holmes back in October of 1980. Light wasn't right that day, and light might not be right for Deontay Wilder. Of course, the 2008 Olympic gold bronze medalist. God, Lord, been around a long time. But the bottom line is, that's going to rock today. Of course, a couple good fights on the undercard. We'll talk about last week's fights. We'll bring in boxes, PhD, Soccer News Palmer, that and more. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When I whoop this man, I want to be declared by all as the greatest of all time.
That's right.
Because the stage is set. I'm 32 years old. My legs are gone. This man is strong. You talk about how great he was, and now we're going to see. Get them all out at your theaters, and you write everything you write, but I'm going to make you eat everything you say against me, all of my critics. I'll prove to the world that I'm still the fastest, the prettiest, the most classiest, the most scientific, the greatest fighter of all time.
Woo! All right, we go from the greatest to the greatest, bringing in boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
Doing wonderful, brother. How are you?
It's pretty tough coming living on the other side of Ali there. Sorry about that.
Tough act to follow, no doubt about it.
All right. Let's talk about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Of course, Mike Tyson having a medical episode on a flight, some airline flight. And, of course, he had to be attended to by medical professionals afterwards or when the flight was landed. Bottom line is, this thing with Jake Paul's off.
Yeah, for now. I mean, they called it a postponement. Hopefully it's a cancellation that it evolves into. Apparently it's an ulcer that Mike is suffering from. And it's something that's not new. It just happened to flare up. You wonder if it's from training or any, you know, just or the fact that he's 58 years old. I mean, ulcers, they normally attribute it to stress, right?
Well, that and sometimes it's diet. But the bottom line is I'm looking at the other guy, Jake Paul. Jake Paul looks like he's on steroids to me.
You're not the first person to make that observation and accusation. He definitely looks like he uses something, right? Like his head, like he's got, you know, I've never seen him up close. I don't know if he's got like that back knee, you know, that you know, those like always a tell sign. But he's real fluffy. You know, he's not like necessarily ripped or anything like that, like his brother. But if he's using something, I wouldn't be surprised. And, you know, I don't know if there's any type of VADA or any testing going on before this fight.
Well, they used to test for human growth hormone. I don't know if they still do, but the bottom line is I remember one time Lennox Lewis, when I looked at him, he was a classic human growth hormone type of guy. His chin got square, and he got sort of like big and bulky. And, so, you know, Lennox grew a little bit there a while because he went from a skinny guy to sort of like semi-buffed.
You know what? Along with the dreadlocks growing, his muscles kind of grew too. Like the Lennox that I remember when he came up, you know, had the little like Bobby Brown flat top, right? Mm-hmm. You know, from the 90s, and his body did change for sure. You know, but then I mean, I don't know. Back then, I guess it was probably a lot easier to get away with things. Ask Evan Fields.
Evan Fields, of course. Evan Fields was the guy that was the recipient of a United Parcel package or a Federal Express package. Of course, in the package was anabolic steroids from Signature Pharmacy down there in Florida. And the man signing for the document, signing for the drugs per Evan Fields was Evander Holyfield.
What a coincidence, huh?
And he took a picture with the guy. I mean, hey, God, you got to give it to the FedEx guy. I mean, come on, man. He took a picture like busted Holyfield. You know, that, anyway, that's what. Speaking of PEDs and that kind of good stuff, what's up with Ryan Garcia? Is he positive? Is he negative? Was it part of his supplements? What's going on with that?
Well, apparently his lawyers and his team have come up with the reason why he tested for Osterine. Because it was found in two of the supplements that he was taking. The levels that were that he was found having in the system, I guess, kind of play along with that alibi. There's supposed to be a press conference sometime this week. You know better than I do, Pedro. Ignorance to the law is no excuse.
No. But here's what's up. Here's what I'm going to flip on that. What I was told was the substances he took, these supplements, were agreed to or approved by the Athletic Commission.
Interesting.
Yeah, they were approved, and they just happened to be contaminated. I mean, I think this is like a whole lot of coincidences. I really don't believe in coincidences that much, but bottom line is we'll see what happens there. And, of course, Ryan Garcia, the craziest guy on the planet right now, talking about taking on Virgil Ortiz. Of course, Ortiz 20-0, 20 knockouts at 150, 460. God knows what weight he's really at right now. But, of course, the former welterweight sensation. Supposed to take on Tim Tszyu August the 3rd, but Tim Tszyu's company realized that's too soon for a fight with that cut on the top of his head, so they pulled it out. Plus, Tim Tszyu's on the outside looking in. I keep repeating myself, but, man, that bad corner. Of course, Kostya Tszyu wasn't in the corner, but his father's trainer was there. I can't think of his name right now, but he ran the show, and he allowed that guy to lose. He allowed him to lose.
I think you're spot on. The corner was inept that night, and it seems like Dad has taken over the reins and said, you know what, we're gonna wait it out a little bit more. We're going in as the B side, and plus this cut is not 100%. And maybe, you know, Tim Tszyu's confidence is not 100%. You know, Tim was, you know, very, you know, borderline arrogant, you know, before that L. So I think it was a wise move by Team Tszyu and just let things play out. Either way, the guy's still a draw in his home, and I think, you know, time will benefit him greatly.
But you were looking at a potential superstar. I mean, as far as box office and making money is concerned, you know why? He had the right complexion.
The right complexion to attract attention, right? Like the wired-haired wonder used to say, DK. And being a second-generation fighter doesn't hurt either, you know. And he fights in an exciting style. He knocks people out. That's what people want to see when it comes to combat sports. You know, guys going to sleep. I like Tim Tszyu. I think he's good for boxing. The Australian fan base has always been a good one. And he just had a bad night overall. You know, he was winning that fight until he got caught with that nasty elbow by Fandura. And his corner should have just done right by him. You know, I mean, just a bad job. And the domino effect that, you know.
Imagine the money he's lost because of that. I mean, that's untold millions of dollars. The O is gone. The fact he can't have another mega fight. The fact he's going to be the B side going in. All the aforementioned. Not a good position for Kostya Tszyu's son to be in. And speaking of Virgil Ortiz, 20-0, 20 knockouts. I don't know if he found his right weight this net, but you know what? At welterweight, remember I was calling him like the future. I thought he was going to be the next guy, of course, out of Texas. But I thought he was going to be the next guy. I thought he was better than Spence. I thought he and Spence could fill up the Jerry Jones' stadium down there and make some money.
I remember you saying that, and I wasn't sold on it, but. You know what? I started watching and I started to agree with you. He fights in an exciting style as well. He's kind of relentless. When he fought Mean Machine, the common opponent that him and Crawford had, you know, he showed that he's not only a good puncher, but he also has heart. you know, and I think he probably would have caught Spence at the right time. Now he's fighting at 54. Hopefully his health is good and he's got his blood in order. I don't know who's going to step in. You know, like you said, Ryan Garcia is calling everybody out from Virgil Ortiz to Benavidez. I mean, we got to get Ryan, some help. Apparently, Ortiz agreed to it, and they send over a contract. So let's see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, right. Anyway, so speaking of the aforementioned Costa Du, the former world junior welterweight champion, who lost to Ricky Hatton, surprisingly. But the bottom line is he is now living in Moscow. He's married a Russian chick. He's living in Moscow.
He went back to his roots. Really? I didn't know that. I thought he was, wow, okay. Yeah, I mean, Tim Costa Du was a brilliant fighter, and he's got losses. It goes to show you. Right.
How the hell did he lose to Ricky Hatton?
How did he lose to Vince Phillips?
Let me tell you one thing about Vince Phillips. Vince Phillips at one point in time was one of the best amateurs in the world. U.S. amateur champion at 147 pounds, 140 pounds. I think it was 140. But the bottom line is he could really fight. What happened to Vince is the same thing that happened to Kennedy McKinney, cocaine.
Yeah, man. Yep, that's true. And I remember that fight. I remember Roy Jones was calling that fight. Vince is his boy. And obviously, Costa was the guy that HBO was trying to build up. And basically, Roy Jones told everybody, don't sleep on my man. And what a stunning night that was, And credit to Costa Du for bouncing back. He became world champion even after that. But Vince was a waste of talent. You're right.
Costa Du was the only guy that Oscar De La Hoya avoided, I think.
Fact. Yep. That is true. That would have been a great fight.
I mean, he fought everybody. I mean, people were dogging De La Hoya the other day. I mean, De La Hoya fought Quarte, Trinidad, Vargas, you name it, monsters. I mean, when he fought Vargas, Vargas was on steroids. I thought Vargas had him in that first round. And looking back, I think that Vargas was... he should have finished him. I know if I had Oscar at that position, I think I would have finished him.
Brother, yeah, exactly right. I thought there was a point in time that Oscar was ready to quit. I think it was like the seventh round, and you could tell Vargas was on, not just on something, but he was on, and he faded, and that left hook, and I still remember the call by Jim Lampley, saying that this is his greatest moment,
The great Jim Lampley, University of North Carolina. You are a Tar Heel. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
Great earthquake. Back in the days when HBO was home box office. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, we go from San Francisco to the Bronx and bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And, of course, we're talking about Saudi Arabia. Of course, the Kingdom Arena and Riyadh. Of course, Raymond Ford and Nick Ball. Nick Ball, I'm looking forward to watching Nick Ball. Nick Ball is a current plus 170 underdog. As far as him and Raymond Ford's going, of course, he's ranked number 4. Raymond Ford's ranked number 7, according to Box Rank. Of course, the same car with Dimitri Bivol and a guy by the name of Malik Zanad, who comes with from Libya. Outside of coming to us from Libya, in 22 and zip, that is his claim to fame. Danny Dubois, of course, he's on the card versus Flip Hrgović. I got a hard time with that name, but Hrgović is 17 and zip. We expect him to stay that way. Willie Hutchinson and Craig Richards, I could care less. And, of course, Deontay Wilder, wow, 43-3-1, 42 knockouts, of course, and Zeal Zhang, 26-2-1. Big deal on Zeal. Zeal's knocked guys out, but he hasn't done it with, like, one shot. Zeal's one of those guys that sort of tries to wear you down because of the fact he's a 282-pound individual. Bottom line is, I think weight's not going to prevail tonight. I think the skinny guy should be able to catch the big fat guy coming in. What do you think, Sock?
Wow. You know what? I think the better boxer is Zhang. You know, despite the fact that, you know, he didn't look great against Parker, I just think that the punch resistance for Wilder is going to be tested. Because if you look at all of Zhang's fights, he touches you, right? And obviously the one thing that Wilder has is knockout power, but hasn't been dropped as a pro, Zhang. He was dropped the last time was 12 years ago in the World Games against Anthony Joshua. And it was a really green, like Kermit the Frog green Zhang. You know, I think Zhang is just the better fighter right now at this point. And I like his corner better. I think Sean George is a solid trainer. And I think eventually he's going to catch Deontay.
We're going to have to agree to disagree here because I'm hoping that the kid from I just hope that he's got one fight left of him with that big right hand. In other words, I'll just put it to you like this. If I had to fight a guy like Zhang, I'd kick Zhang's ass every day of the week. I just would. I mean, it wouldn't even be close. So what I'm trying to say is that I think that the Wilder with that, you know, must-watch TV right hand, if he can land that right hand, and sometimes you have to loop it on a guy that tall. The punch doesn't look straight, but if you loop it, you can get over his guard and catch him on the face or the top of the head, and that sort of starts things going in the right direction. But the bottom line is, I think that if I fought Zhil Zhang, I think I'd beat him every day.
Hey, you know what? Zhang before his last fight, we might have been overrating him, right? He was riding the wave. I mean, the one loss he has against Hrsevic, I thought he got the short end of the stick. And then Parker, who probably should win the comeback fight of the year, you know, pulled off the upset, survived the two knockdowns. The one thing I give Deontay Wilder, he's one of the few guys that could carry his punch late in fights. So if Deontay Wilder loses every single round and he's still around in the 10th, 11th round, he's still dangerous. I'm still picking Zhang. And if he wins, supposedly in August, he's going to face Big Baby Anderson.
Listen, if I fought Zhang, this is how I would do it. I would smother him to an extent, okay? I would try to smother him, get in between his shots, and I'd be throwing uppercuts because he's real vulnerable from underneath, man. He just is. I mean, he's a sucker from underneath. Nobody wants to throw on him because everybody's afraid, you know, lot of distance when you throw on a guy like that, especially an uppercut. But I think the uppercut can be landed on him, and I'm looking for Wilder to land straight right hands. But if he had an uppercut, I think he could cement this fight.
It's possible. Now, if you smother Zhang, the thing is this, he's got 60 pounds on you. I don't know if Zhang is going to do the Tyson Fury thing on Wilder and just, throw all his weight around. I mean, 60-pound difference is just crazy.
I could feel a 5-pound difference sparring.
Bro, that's like fighting with having a weight vest, that's crazy. 68 pounds, actually, is the difference.
But you know what, though? When you're a fighter and you've got a plan, this and that, and you can crack like Wilder is, it really ain't nothing. Just another big guy.
That is true. But I don't like Wilder's feet. He doesn't have the great... Now, if you're telling me that you have good foot speed and you're able to, be able to be on angles, give me the guy with the punching power all day. I don't know. I just...
All indications point to Zhang winning this fight. I just don't like Zhang, I guess. I really don't. I guess I had my experience with a Chinese heavyweight back in the 1990s, and of course he showed up to our first meeting and put 27 strips of bacon on the plate, and I had to take it from him, and that was the biggest fight. That was the biggest fight of his life. I mean, the guy was supposed to be a fighter, but the biggest fight of his life was me taking those 27 strips of bacon away from him. Enough said. Raymond Ford and Nick Ball. Hope Nick Ball can pull that one off, but the odds say he can't. Dimitri Bivol and Mark Zanad. That's supposed to be a late substitute. Bivol should roll over him. Bivol, 22 and zip, though. No pop on his punches. Do you think they would try to teach him to set down on his punches and throw that right hand with a little bit more authority? Because when he throws that right hand, it does nothing.
Yeah, I mean, at this stage in Bivol's career, I think he is what he is. He's just a technician.
But, bro, he'd have a hard time reaching an orgasm with the right hand.
<He's>, I wasn't ready for that one. But, look, I think, what works, for him at this stage, he kind of reminds me of, like, Virgil Hill a little bit. He's a successful guy at that weight with not the greatest punching power. But he's a technician, Now, he's fighting an undefeated guy. Granted, the undefeated guy, hasn't fought anyone, so this is a huge test and a late replacement. Obviously, it was supposed to be him and Beterbiev. This is a really good card. And back to Ball, I'm glad they brought Ball back because remember a couple of months ago we were, going crazy how he got screwed against Ray Vargas. So
I'm
glad that he got the opportunity again, a nice payday. Raymond Ford, a local guy from Jersey, is a good fighter, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ball's pace is too much for Raymond Ford. So it's going to be interesting.
Speaking of, I want to bring up Ray Vargas just for a second. 36-1-1, of course, 22 KOs, a draw, a split decision draw in that last fight with Nick Ball. Why didn't they mandate a rematch? I mean, that should have been like right away. I mean, somebody should have jumped up right away and said, you know what, this should be a mandated WBC rematch. Sort of like the WBC is looking the other way on that one when it comes to a Mexican fighter. Coincidence, perhaps.
I don't think the WBC has ever been accused of being biased towards a Mexican fighter, have they?
I don't think so. why would I say something that lame? Slap me on TV for saying that. You just would. I mean, but Ray Vargas, they should have mandated a rematch right then and there. I mean, it shouldn't have been. It's the WBC. I mean, they were talking about the fight. It was controversial. I saw it on Instagram. Mauricio acknowledged the fact it was controversial, but they just let it go at that. In other words, if a dog sleeps and doesn't say anything, you don't hear nothing from him. Of course, Nick Ball getting his WBA title shot instead against Raymond Ford, and he is the slight underdog. Now, the main event, you're picking Zhang Zhang to stop Deontay Wilder?
Yes, I am. I think that the wars against Fury, are too much. And I think Zhang is just a little better right now.
Is this, are you trying to say, are we at a Muhammad Ali, Larry Holmes stage as far as Deontay Wilder is concerned? Are you trying to say, is that what you're implying?
No, I would never put either one of those two with the same breath as Ali.
No, no, I didn't mean that. I meant the fact that, you know, the condition he was in going into that fight with Holmes, and it was at that point in time, you're trying to say that Deontay has little chance, Ali had little chance of none.
I wonder if the hunger's there. You know, it seems like Deontay's just fighting, you know, for the check, you know.
Not at 219, bro. Not at 219. You don't pare yourself down to 219 pounds for a check. You pare yourself down to 219 pounds because you think you've got a statement to make. You want to make a statement. He needs to make a statement tonight or this afternoon. When is this fight going off?
I think the show's in starting now. I think 2 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay,
you know?
And how much is that costing you on pay-per-view?
The Zone pay-per-view is charging you $69.99.
Jeez, you know what? Sock, I'm sorry that you have to incur such a, you know, to be part of this show that you spend so much money on pay-per-view and you and Tommy D. I apologize for that. In fact, I'll try to get you some pay-per-view refunds.
I greatly appreciate it, brother. Please. And maybe give me a, you know, new pair of binoculars.
That's right. Of course, listen, a lot of us watch fights through other people's windows. That's right. We get binoculars. We watch it through our neighbor's windows. That's how we watch fights. Bottom line is, if we're true boxing fans, and we are true boxing fans, we want to watch every fight. But to watch every fight will probably cost you almost $1,000 a month. Sock, you have a good week. Hug the wife. Kiss the kids. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, brother, for having me on, as always. Love you. Have a great weekend.
Boxing's PhD from the Bronx, Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153.
800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How many people in the world in the history of boxing would you say could have beaten you?
Well, me? Well, it's hard to say. I watched some films of Jack Johnson, Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, Johnny L. Sullivan, Gene Tooney, Ezra Charles, Walcott. And those fighters in those days, they didn't dance much. They just stood there and traded a lot of punches. I would say football teams today are better and stronger and healthier baseball teams than they were then, and the boxers are too. So Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano, Jack Johnson, Jack Dempsey were good in that day. I would say a four-motor jet prop plane that we flew a few months ago was good then, but now you like the jets. See, so you couldn't compare a jet with a prop, but still the prop was good for its time.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last week, the Battle of Scotland went down. Former junior welterweight champion, undisputed at one point in time, Josh Taylor was 19-0. I mean, he was on top of the world. But then again, he ran into Jack Catterall, and I thought he got licked like a stamp, and they called it. They gave it to Josh Taylor. It really stunk really bad. But the bottom line is Josh Taylor down 19-2, 13 KOs after Jack Catterall wins a 12-round unanimous nod in the Battle of Scotland, 117-111. That's 9-3 in car in rounds. That's twice, and then 116-113 was the final score. As I mentioned earlier, Tim Zhu and Virgil Ortiz is off. I think Virgil Ortiz is probably one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world of boxing. Of course, I pledged that in the past when I thought he was a welterweight on the rise, that he could beat Errol Spence and people like that. He just outworks people. He's more hungry than the other guys. And you want to look for hunger in young welterweights and young junior middleweights and young middleweights. But what is he? He's not a welterweight anymore. He's not a junior middleweight anymore. This last fight was over junior middleweight, of course, over the junior middleweight limit of 154 pounds. So where is he going to end up at 160? Of course, Ryan Garcia this week was calling out Virgil Ortiz. You know, Ryan's really a bit of a Ryan should just go away just for a little while. So yeah, let other people have the headlines. I think Ryan's just an ego freak. I mean, he's a news freak. He wants to be on the front page of every Facebook page, of every boxing website, of every, you name it, gossip website. He wants to be all over the world. Of course, he is the National Enquirer of boxing, no doubt about that. Now, speaking of the National Enquirer, you know I don't pay too much attention to the world of MMA. And the reason why I don't is I think the fighters are, they're just punished. I mean, when you're able to hit somebody on the ground, see, if MMA didn't allow people to ground and pound, when you got a guy on the ground and you can hit him when he's on the ground, hit him. I'm against that. And the reason why I am is that I'm for brains. I'm a positive guy when it comes to brains. In other words, I want guys to be able to remember them getting punched and not forget about it because of dementia and things like that. And if you hit a guy when he's down, he gets concussed immediately, and then you hit him again. We're talking double concussion, triple concussion. Bottom line is we're talking severe brain bleeds, and that is not what you want in a professional athlete. It's just, I mean, and in a human being, okay? But these guys, because of Dana White says, oh, you know, CT, I probably got it. From what? From sparring in an amateur boxing ring back in East Boston like 35 or 40 years ago? You got to be kidding me. The power of these guys throwing down on somebody. When somebody's on the ground, listen, when you hit somebody standing up, their head goes backwards. Bang, bang, bang. Their neck absorbs some of the shock. When they're on the ground, there's nothing to absorb the shock. Just their face, their brain, their skull. So what I'm trying to say is that is permanent damage. Of course, Dana White gets off on that. He washes these guys up and, like, you know, that's why they don't last very long. I mean, what's the average life of a guy on top in the world of the UFC? Not very long. Dana White's got it that way because, you know, when you fight your way to the top, you've already, like, expended a lot of your load, right? At that point, you're at the top, you have a few fights there, and you're done. They just carry you out, and that's the way it is in the UFC. Of course, Dana doesn't want longevity. If he wanted longevity, guys would be making a lot of money. Why did John Jones? What's up with him? John Jones, of course, the UFC light heavyweight champion at one point in time, supposed to be the heavyweight heir apparent to greatness in the world of mixed martial arts. That never happened. Of course, John's got his cocaine problems and some other issues. Speaking of MMA, tonight, Dustin Poirier is taking on Islam. We'll just leave it to Islam because Islam's got a bad last name, Makhachev. We'll put it there. Yeah, Makhachev. That's not too bad. They're fighting at 155 pounds in the world of the UFC. Of course, the UFC main event coming to us from, where's this one coming to us? Anyway, bottom line is it's going to rock, no doubt about that. Sean Strickland and Paulo Costa. Paulo Costa could fight at one point in time at 185 pounds. That is the middleweight limit, I believe. Of course, Kevin Holland and Michael Olechek. We'll put it to you like that. Nico Price and Alex Moreno, Randy Brown and Elizu Dos Santos. Of course, the undercard doesn't look like there's nobody really on the undercard. At the end of the day, it's not all that great of a card, but people think that this main event is really going to rock. I'm talking about Dustin Poirier and Islam. So if you want to watch the UFC, that is the way to go, no doubt about that. Now, earlier, of course, I talked about the fact that light is not right. Of course, you know, Deontay Wilder being as light as he is, 68 pounds lighter than Zil Zhang. You know, Muhammad Ali was 217 pounds for Larry Holmes back in 1980. Of course, everybody said, whoa, look at him. He's trim. Nah, not really. Of course, Dr. Paul Williams, he prescribed Muhammad Ali Thyrolar, of course. And his Thyrolar, what it did was it took the weight off Ali, but it also took those strength out of him. I remember the day before the Ali fight went down, October 2nd, 1980, Muhammad Ali's in a hotel room at Caesar's Palace, and he opens up the drapes and he looks out over the arena. You can see the arena there, and they're building the ring. And of course, Harold Smith came and said, "Listen, man, you can't fight. You're too weak. Larry's going to beat you up. This is not good. You know, Larry doesn't want to fight you in this condition." Larry knew he was in bad shape. Everybody knew he was in bad shape. Of course, he was 38 years old and 38 going on 90. I mean, come on, man. Even though he was the so-called greatest, he really wasn't. You know, Father Time caught up with him. Of course, the 1974 match with George Foreman, knocking George Foreman out in the eighth round. Big upset there, no doubt about that. But after that, you know, the thriller in Manila, that took more out of both guys. I mean, that was the closest thing to death Muhammad Ali ever experienced. He told me that three or four different times. I said, what was the toughest? That third Frazier fight. Of course, you know, he wanted to quit. In fact, in the 14th round, when he was telling the cornerman, Angelo Dundee, cut off my gloves, and I don't want to quit anymore. And of course, that's when Eddie Futch stopped the fight in the other corner when he told Joe Frazier, "My son, you have nothing to be ashamed of, but I'm not allowing this to go any further." So what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, when you look at the Wilder fight tonight with Zhang, Wilder's old. Zhang's not that young. Zhang is old. It's like 38 to 40 years old as well. So you got a battle of older guys, no doubt about that, okay? But you got a guy that's trying to carry the mantle of the past. And, of course, we're talking about Deontay Wilder. Wish him the very best of luck there. But I think Sock's got a point there. It doesn't look good for Wilder, but I'm hoping that he can pull this off as far as the upset is concerned. Now, Filip Hrgović is going to beat Danny Dubois. Why do I say that? Dubois has never been a guy that really brought his A game to the dance. Bivol and Mark Zena, Malik Zena. I'm not too big on Malik Zena. Of course, with him coming in at 174, Dubois coming in at 175. I'm not a big guy on Dubois either. Of course, Dubois' big claim to fame is the fact he beat Canelo Alvarez. Speaking of Canelo Alvarez or Canela Alvarez, and listen, the great Mexican superstar is not. He's not a great Mexican superstar anymore. Stick a fork in his fat ass. It's just, you got to do it. I mean, people don't want to say it, but he's got to be truthful about it, okay? He hasn't fought the number one contender in over 3 years, okay? He's had five optional fights in a row. Five of them. In other words, the only one he hasn't fought is Daniel in the other room. Outside of that, he's fought everybody he wants to fight. He fought Bivol, got licked like a stamp. If Bivol could punch, he would have knocked him out, but Bivol couldn't punch. And of course, he picked Bivol because he was the lightest punching of the 175-pound champions. In other words, he didn't go after the WBC champion. Of course, the man is like 19 or 20 and 0 with 20 knockouts, Artur Beterbiev. He didn't go after him, of course, at that point in time. So Bivol and Canelo hooked it up. Of course, Canelo got licked in 12 rounds. Of course, it was a score of 115, 113, or 7-5 in rounds. Canelo got beat like 10-2 in rounds, or maybe 9-3 in rounds. I don't know what those judges were thinking. But anyway, at this point in time, Canelo wants to fight nothing but, you know, sandwiches, cheese sandwiches. He wants a cheese sandwich. That's all he wants to make an appearance. He doesn't want to fight anybody anymore. He was talking about $150 million to fight David Benavidez. $150 million. Who's this guy talking? I mean, come on, man. You got to be kidding me. That's like saying, I don't want to fight the guy. Of course, and he was complaining about Benavidez' weight, saying that Benavidez is a bit of a weight bully. He's going to come in like 195, 100, 200 pounds, something like that. Well, then Benavidez said, okay, I'll do a rehydration clause where I can't gain more than a certain amount of pounds. You name it, I'll do it. He wants to make the fight. Benavidez undefeated, 28-0, of course, like 24 knockouts. They're going to battle for the WBC interim 175-pound title in a couple of weeks, of course. He wants to fight Canelo Alvarez. But guess what? Canelo's not there. And now they moved in another guy, Mubulu Bititi, or something like that, the guy from Africa, they moved him in as a WBC number one contender. I mean, do they think that we're not looking? I mean, does the WBC think that we're looking and we're not? I mean, Mauricio, come on, my brother. Come on, man. The guy's the interim champion. He's the number one contender. and you say he hasn't invoked his number one contender status, you don't have to invoke your number one contender status. You are the number one contender, and the WBC should step in and make this a mandatory fight for Canelo Alvarez, and they're not doing so. Why? Because the fact that I think that we beat Canelo. That's right. The WBC is like pro-Canelo, pro-Mexican, no doubt about that. I mean, I'm down with that. But I'm not down with the fact that you've got to deprive boxing fans of good fights. In other words, meaningful fights. He's had five optional fights in a row. He had the fight with Triple G. Triple G was like 90 years old, okay? John Ryder. John Ryder was one fight away from retirement. He fought Jaime Munguia next and got knocked out. He made Jermell Charlo come up two weight classes from 154 to 168 pounds, and he licked him like a stamp. Come on, man. I mean, this is like, can't you see what they're putting in front of us? It's nothing but one fraudulent fight after another. The bottom line is Canelo Alvarez needs to be held accountable, just like Donald Trump was held accountable this week. You didn't know that, huh? Some of the folks that watch Fox News and this and that have no idea what was going on. He was convicted of 34 felony charges by a jury of 12 New Yorkers. That's right, 12 people. 12 people, 12 individuals of all different racial backgrounds, different economic backgrounds, the whole nine yards. They all came together, and 12 people, after like 10 hours of deliberation, said that Donald Trump was guilty of all 34 felony charges in which he was charged. So the bottom line is, you've got a felon running for president? You got to be kidding me. If he was black or like Barack Obama or Bill Clinton, I mean, come on, man. You guys made such a big deal over the Bill Clinton blowjob thing, and this guy's been convicted of 34 felonies. And that's only the beginning, because he's got other charges. Of course, last year, he was fined or he lost $78 million, and a $5 million originally, but $78 million in punitive damages to the E. Jean Carroll lady. Of course, that's the lady that the writer that he sexually assaulted in the dressing room of some store in New York City. But the bottom line is he lost $80 million there, $83 million there, okay? The bottom line is the guy's a loser. And yet, everybody in the United States, as far as the Republican Party is concerned, are backing this guy to the wall. They didn't double down on him. They tripled down after he was convicted of 34 felonies. I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, Richard Nixon? You know, people say, oh, he was a very crooked president. And listen, Richard Nixon got nothing on Donald Trump. He got nothing on Donald Trump. The other crimes that Donald Trump committed as far as national security is concerned, and you don't know this because you watch Fox News, but the bottom line is he held top secret documents. He held on to documents he wasn't supposed to keep, and he took them to Florida, and he had them in places where the public could have had access to them. Public had access to top secret documents. Of course, I kid you not. And when they raided that place down there, everybody played dumb. But these top secret documents were in his possession. They didn't have to be. They didn't need to be. At the end of the day, Donald Trump abused his office, I think, as president of the United States. And he would have never gotten there. He would have never been president had James Comey not outed Hillary Clinton on the email situation and of course Donald Trump getting rid of the Stormy Daniels thing. I mean, he got rid of that, no doubt about that. And speaking of Stormy, more power to you, baby, no doubt about that. She is the MVP of the week, Stormy Daniels.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Frank, 1961, tells me that Wilder's legs, actually, when he was throwing punches against Parker with his knees locked up, in other words, he's gone. No doubt about that in the minds of most people. I'm still hoping that right hand can come through. In other words, I'm sort of like voting for the American. I'm sort of pulling for the American. But the bottom line is, Zhang is a prohibitive favorite in that fight, no doubt about that. Of course, that'll come to you in just a couple hours on pay-per-view. $69.99, according to Socrates Palmer, who's going to pluck down the $70. The bottom line is, I don't know if I am. I think I'm going to go up the street and watch it at a strip club. That's probably the best way to put it. Oleg Usyk, going to defend the World Undisputed Heavyweight Championship, looks like in a rematch against Tyson Fury. It's going to take place later this year, October and November, of course, back in Saudi Arabia. And am I big on the Saudi Arabian money? Yes, I am. Am I big on it for boxers? Yes, because of the fact that boxers are getting paid better. And I guess if the fights have to occur in the Saudi Arabian weekend, I don't want to go over to Saudi Arabia. If you've ever been to the Middle East once, you don't want to go back twice. Unless that's your culture. If it's your culture, I'm not capping on your culture, okay? But the bottom line is, I don't want to go places. That's the land of bland roll-on deodorant. That's the entire Middle East. I never want to go back there ever, 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 ever. So the bottom line is, I don't want to be going to Saudi Arabia after spending some time in Dubai. So at the end of the night, I think the Saudi Arabian money is good for boxing. The fact that guys are getting paid big bucks. I mean, you can't make that kind of money fighting the United States. So if you can make 10 times more, 15 times more, and some of these guys are making that much more money fighting in Saudi Arabia than they would be in the United States, more power to them. Because at the end of the day, I think boxers have got to make some money. Now, don't forget, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming to you 24 hours from now, I think like 23 hours from now, of course, coming to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network. I keep going to Stitcher.com, keep going and going, of course, the WBC channel and Facebook.com via Veev TV. So I keep going and going. But the Sunday edition, we'll bring in some clips from both guys, who the winner and the loser, of course, the main event, Zhang. Zhang doesn't speak much English, so I guess we'll get that through an interpreter if he does win. And, of course, the loser that you guys are picking, Deontay Wilder, we'll hear from him as well. The retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, will be here. Kenny Rainford comes to us from the UK. We'll spend some time with the shot caller, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. Give him some props. He's got a new haircut, I hear. So the bottom line is, he's going to show off that new haircut on the video show tomorrow. But this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, I've been doing this a long time now, approaching 40 years come September 2024. I've been knocking out all bumps. They've been putting them in front of me. Podcasts. I'm down on podcasts. The reason why I'm down on podcasts, I do a couple now and then, and this show's converted to podcast. But the podcasting, there's just too much BS involved. I mean, there's too much guys going, hey, man, how you feel? I don't want that shuck and jive back and forth. I really don't. I mean, so that's why I sort of steer away from the podcast format. I just don't think it's too much, it's too relaxed. In other words, I'm sort of like too disciplined. I guess the old school radio, of course, I've been learning this for 40 years. I never forget the first time I sat down in front of a radio speaker, a radio microphone, it God, it was 1984, I believe, and I was freaking out. This is really going to happen. Of course, we went show live with our own show back in 1989. From 84 to 89, we were part of the Charles J. Show, coming to you from either Florida or Las Vegas. Of course, Charles J., he's a good guy, no doubt about that. He started me off on radio. Give him some props, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live, Worldwide, produced, of course, by the great Daniel Ogden. Tomorrow, of course, the Sunday edition comes to you at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Again, on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, CRN. I keep going and going. Of course, Viv TV via the WBC page on Facebook. Straight up, this has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most important, keep your butt off the canvas of life. Thank you so much for tuning in.